This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good protection over the middle. It's caught for a touchdown. Jefferson.
Oh, JJ with touchdown number one of the year. Until then, he had been largely quiet. Part of the Vikings' three-touchdown fourth quarter and turnaround to win that game, week one, Monday Night Football. And that is part of our opening hour discussion here. Again, AMAC just walked in and said, "Why do you hate Ben Johnson so much?" I said, "I don't hate him. I don't love him. I don't think he walks on water like everyone else does. I think he's a great play designer. I think football is more about Jimmy's and Joe's rather than X's and O's. You have to have Jared Goff, Jahmyr Gibbs, whatever physical running back they've had over the years, and they've had a couple. Maybe and arguably the best offensive line in football. Mm-hmm. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta, Jameson Williams, an embarrassment of riches that the general manager, Brad Holmes, who's a badass, put together. You want to know who's responsible for the Lions? It ain't Ben Johnson. Brad Holmes.
Do you think it's partly both? Like, because it is like Jimmy and Joe's are part of a team success, that doesn't mean that an offensive coordinator isn't, right?
Let me just use a perfect example here. Mm-hmm. Adam Peters deserves a lot of credit, right, for the Commanders' quick turnaround.
Yes.
Dan Quinn certainly deserves a good amount of credit, but often gets kind of pushed to the side. I guess maybe figuratively from fans, right? Because they don't like defensive-minded head coaches, and the analytics amigos are stuck on this. Well, if you're not scoring 40 points a game thing, you're not any good. Maybe that's a stretch, but you get the point. But Cliff Kingsbury gets a ton of credit, right? And Cliff Kingsbury deserves a lot of credit. Nobody is saying that Cliff Kingsbury hasn't done a tremendous job with Jaden Daniels. But if we're doing the hierarchy here of who deserves credit for the Commanders' turnaround, I believe it's player procurement, the guy who ultimately made the decision, staked his reputation, staked his career on Jaden Daniels, and maybe that was an easy decision. Apparently it was the easiest decision known to mankind, according to some people, but it wasn't back then. And that's Adam Peters, and who supported and built a good supporting cast around him so that they could win 14 games in year one. Cliff Kingsbury certainly deserves credit, certainly deserves, has done wonders with Jaden Daniels. But let's be honest. If we're being honest, and I try nothing but to be honest, in my fake hierarchy ladder here, Cliff Kingsbury is fourth on that list in terms of who deserves credit for the Commanders' turnaround.
See,
Adam Peters. I mean, and you could even go Josh Harris, but just saying football operations, it's Adam Peters, it's Dan Quinn, it's Jaden Daniels, and I would put Jaden ahead of Dan Quinn. I would not put him, quite honestly, yet ahead of Adam Peters, because Adam Peters is running an entire operation. That's not an insult to Jaden. Jaden is amazing.
Yeah.
But I would put Adam Peters 1, Jaden Daniels 2, Dan Quinn 3, Cliff Kingsbury 4.
Yeah, see, I look at it more like a car. Like, if you're trying to win a race, right? If you're trying to go out, like, I don't know if gasoline or an engine is more important. In order to win that race, you need both of those things to work. Because, like, yes, there are good teams. Like, I think there are talented teams who don't have good play callers or don't have the right play callers for those personnels, and they're not successful. I think I'm with you 100%. Like, you can't go – it starts with the right personnel. But once you get – especially in this game of football, I think that's why I always loved it. Once you get the right personnel on the field, you still need someone to go out there and execute. Like, Joe Burrow is arguably the best quarterback in the league. Jamar Chase is probably the best wide receiver in the league, but for whatever reason, they can't get it done. I think part of that is coaching. Now, you can argue that like their defense lacks the talent, this, that, and the fourth, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is you need both. You can't get to the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl without having one or the other.
Totally get you. Mm-hmm. Totally get you. And completely am willing to acknowledge absolutely you need both. You need more than both. You need a lot of moving parts.
Yes.
To your point, the engine, right? The engine needs gasoline. The engine needs oil. The engine needs pistons. The engine needs other parts, right? The engine needs horsepower, right? You need a lot of different things to make an engine go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
And for it to hum. Same thing with a football team. My point is, when you came in and asked me why do I hate Ben Johnson, I again, first let me clear. I do not hate Ben Johnson. What I just loathe is all of the analytics amigos, all of the number nerds, all of the, woo, he ran a fire and ladder reverse. Like, it's the first time anybody's ever done that think Ben Johnson literally walks on water. And then on top of that, yes, I'm a little salty about how he handled the Commander's interview process. And then on top of that, I'm a little salty that his offense isn't always great on the road, in division, in bad weather. And then on top of that, supposedly the worst defense ever created by mankind last year. If you listen to other people, the Washington Commanders defense went in there, and sure, they gave up points. And yes, they gave up yards. But they ultimately kept punching and counterpunching and turned the ball over, what, 5-6 times, whatever it was? And won a game on the road that nobody gave them a chance to win, except for them. My point being is, let's slow down on the Ben Johnson train. Ben Johnson is going to be a byproduct of Caleb Williams. If Caleb Williams isn't any better than he was last year, or even last night, with limited exception, Ben Johnson's going to be a failure. It's not Ben Johnson that's going to make Caleb Williams great. It's Caleb Williams that's going to fortify Ben Johnson as being great. Because Ben Johnson was nothing. No offense to anybody, was nothing if he didn't have Jared Goff, the best offensive line in the game. Jahmyr Gibbs, another physical running back, whether it be David Montgomery or Jamal Williams. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta, Jameson Williams. Not to mention Dan Campbell. Not to mention arguably the best general manager in the game in Brad Holmes. Look him up. He might be the very best. My point being is, let's stop patronizing people that, A, don't play the game, B, people that have a fancy play call or two every week, and it gets you all giddy like a schoolgirl, and you forget about the other 58 plays. Right? And yes, Detroit was great with Ben Johnson, largely. They were great. One seed in the East, or in the NFC last year. What happened in that game? He forgot to keep running the ball. They turned the ball over 5 times. Right? Not so great when another team came to play. He wasn't so great last night when the Vikings woke up and came to play. All right. I know this isn't Chicago. I know this isn't The Score. I know this isn't a national radio show. I have better personality, better energy, better opinions than those guys. I'm just, you know, we're fresh off of a interesting Monday nighter. And we're going to talk about more than just the Commanders. We just are. But we can talk about the Commanders. And one area that I wanted to start with, again, is why I can't stand Thursday night football. By the way, London Fletcher will join us at 3 o'clock. Before going to Green Bay to call Thursday night football on the radio. London Fletcher, former linebacking great. We'll ask him about Bobby Wagner. We'll ask him about that defensive line kicking ass and taking names. Was it just because it was Russell Wilson and a beat-up offensive line, or did he see something different, as I think we all did? And maybe the answer is both, yes. London Fletcher, straight ahead. I'll tell you what, Dontell, hang on. You'll be first up right after the break. We're going to take the timeout, sort of stay on schedule, not get too far behind. We'll take it right here, right now, and then we'll come back and we'll get to you. 301-230-0980. Again, London Fletcher going to join us right around 3 o'clock, so make sure you stay tuned for that. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
670 The Score's Mullinhaw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he is here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullinhaw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.